Hello and welcome to the 1 Minute Theatre Reviews podcast for February 2018 with me, Paul Seven Lewis. In this podcast, I'll be reviewing Network with Bryan Cranston, Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein, Amadeus, Strictly Ballroom, and This House. And here's a question for you. Apart from This House, the other four are known as films, but which two were plays before they became films? I'll also be previewing some of the best shows that are coming to London and elsewhere in February. Let's start with Network at the National Theatre. Before the show even begins, the Littleton stage is full of things going on. There are diners to the right, a TV control room to the left, a big screen in the middle. For someone like me who loves a show that could only be done in a theatre, it's a case of you had me at hello. Jan Versvevelt's set is probably a bit too fascinating for the good of Ivo van Hove's production, but fortunately the show has one great asset in keeping us focused on the drama. Bryan Cranston. As the TV news anchor suffering a breakdown, he commands the stage, even when he's one tiny component in a mass of activity. Like the film it's based on, Network is set in the 1970s, when TV news was more dominant than today. So its warnings about the dire effects of treating news as entertainment, echoed, by the way, by Quiz, which opens soon in London, they seem overly familiar to nearly all of us who've grown up with the TV in the corner and come to regard it as not so much a window on the world, but more a gogglebox. And then the play moves on to expose global capitalism before putting in a plea for the humanity of the life we actually live. Lee Hall's play, based on Paddy Chayefsky's film script, is preaching to the converted, and I emphasise preaching. But nevertheless, it's an unforgettable production and a towering performance by Bryan Cranston. I give it 4 stars. You're listening to the 1 Minute Theatre Reviews podcast with me, Paul Seven Lewis. If for some reason best known for yourself you'd like to see me delivering these reviews, go to YouTube and search 1 Minute Theatre Reviews. I guess you'll either love or hate the crude humour of Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein, currently at the Garrick Theatre London. Think Carry On or Benny Hill. Think corny jokes about women bewitched by men who are large down below, and men hypnotised by women who are large up top. Personally, I loved it. It takes a comic genius like Brooks to turn what could seem rather base and old-fashioned into good-hearted fun. And Mr. Brooks knows how to write a stage musical. He's a way of creating hilarious characters and putting very funny words in their mouths. And these words come thick and fast, so even if some jokes miss the target, there's a hit close behind. Brooks' view of male-female relationships may seem like a relic from the past, but you know, the conflict between ego and id is eternal, so the theme of men and women having their ideals undermined by their animal desires is the stuff of great comedy. Take the number Please Don't Touch Me, led by Diane Pilkington, as an example. It contrasts hilariously Frankenstein's fiancée's prim behaviour with her filthy mind. All this song and dance numbers are superbly choreographed in classic style by director Susan Stroman. Hadley Fraser has the biggest part. You see how Mel Brooks' humour is catching? He's spot on as the high-minded Frederick Frankenstein. Summer Stralin shows why she's one of the best musical performers around. They're a lovely pair. Fraser and Stralin, I mean. Damn you, Mel Brooks. Leslie Joseph and Ross Noble get lots of laughs as the servants. Sorry, I've run out of sexual innuendos. Okay, the stereotypes of men and women are dated, but if you can accept that, Young Frankenstein is a lot of fun. I give it 4 stars. You're listening to the 1 Minute Theatre Reviews podcast with me, Paul Seven Lewis. Back now to the National Theatre. I've noticed that National Theatre designers abhor a vacuum, and faced with the big space of the Olivia and Littleton Auditoria, they feel the need to fill them with sets that dominate and sometimes slow down the plays. Not so Amadeus. The stage is filled, but with people, and mainly an orchestra, so Mozart's sublime works literally take centre stage. Chloe Langford keeps the set simple and nothing distracts. Appropriately, a simple piano dominates every scene. The two central roles of Salieri and Mozart are acted brilliantly. Lucian Mazzamati is the wily member of the establishment, and you can feel his anguish at understanding the greatness of Mozart's music while being denied the talent to match it. You get why he wants to bring his rival down. And it's a difficult trick to pull off, but Adam Gillan communicates the great composer's annoying childlike innocence while still exuding the power of his genius. There's so much in Peter Schaffer's play that a revival of this bold production, directed by Michael Longhurst, is more than merited. I give it 5 stars. Now, I saw Amadeus a year ago, but it's been revived with the same production and principal cast and is running at the National Theatre until the 24th of April 2018. You're listening to the 1 Minute Theatre Reviews podcast with me, Paul Seven Lewis. I'll end with two shows I saw a little while ago, which are being revived. I saw Baz Luhrmann's Strictly Ballroom, which is a stage musical based on his film, at West Yorkshire Playhouse. It's finally receiving a well-deserved London run. I love a good musical, and while Strictly Ballroom might not reach the heights of a Rodgers and Hammerstein for character and depth of feeling, there is an enjoyable love story here and some excellent dancing. I mean, if you liked Footloose or Dirty Dancing, you should love this. If you don't know Baz Luhrmann's film, it's the story of a pair of ballroom dancers determined to express themselves their way, even if it means breaking the rules. Freedom versus establishment. It's always a good story. Along the way, they inevitably fall in love and equally inevitably face bumps on the road to finally getting together. And if that sounds like a formulaic show, I don't mean it to. It's lively, it's inventive, it's often funny, and it's sometimes moving. In any case, we don't need the most original story for a musical to work. What we need is the kind of terrific choreography provided by Drew McConey. His work includes last year's brilliant On the Town at the Open Air Theatre. The dancing and the singing are impressive throughout and give you all the character and feeling you could want. I give it 4 stars. Strictly Ballroom the musical begins its run at the Piccadilly Theatre on the 16th of March 2018. Some changes have been made to the production I saw, but I'm sure that'll only make it better. Johnny Laby and Zizi Stralin will perform the lead roles, with Will Young playing the newly created role of band leader Wally Strand. Drew McConey again directs and choreographs. You're listening to the 1 Minute Theatre Reviews podcast with me, Paul Seven Lewis. And yes, I know they're more than 60 seconds. Just consider that my free gift for listening. If you want even longer versions, go to www.oneminutetheatreviews.co.uk, where time loses all meaning. Finally, This House by James Graham, which I saw at Chichester Festival Theatre. It's set in the 1970s when Labour was running minority governments, but it's not about Wilson, Callaghan or Thatcher. The play is set in the Whip's offices. These are the people who organise their party members' voting, and they're living in dramatic times as Labour struggles to maintain its majority and govern. I would never have thought day-to-day politics could be quite so tense. Many people, some of them Brexit voters and Trump supporters, for example, seem to be rebelling against the perceived cosiness of the establishment. But James Graham shows that there's a purpose to this comedy. To go behind the scenes and see that our democracy can only work by cooperation and compromise is an eye-opener. And we've only got to look across the Atlantic to see how the extreme differences between Republicans and Democrats have brought government to a halt after decades of working together. But more than the drama and the lesson in democracy, This House reveals MPs as real human beings with feelings. The characters are funny, sad, triumphant and tragic. They care passionately, but they still respect their opponents and act honourably. I give it 4 stars. This House is touring to West Yorkshire Playhouse in Leeds from the 23rd of February and then on to Cambridge, Bath, Edinburgh, Nottingham, Birmingham, Salford, Plymouth, Norwich, Great Malvern, Guildford and Sheffield. Don't miss it. February is a busy month for new theatre offerings with big names. In London, Jeremy Irons stars in Long Day's Journey Into Night at Wyndham's. Carey Mulligan is in the one-woman play Girls and Boys at the Royal Court. It's already sold out, but try for the special £12 Monday tickets. Saran Jones and Jason Watkins star in Frozen. This is Bryony Lavery's play about a missing girl, not the Disney film, and that's at the Theatre Royal Haymarket. The big event outside London is the opening of the Nuffield Theatre Southampton's new city centre space, which is being launched with a new play by Howard Brenton called The Shadow Factory. Oh, and the answer to my question at the beginning of this podcast is that the two shows which were plays before they were films are Amadeus and Strictly Ballroom. Network and Young Frankenstein were original screenplays. You've been listening to the 1 Minute Theatre Reviews podcast for February. Remember, if for you seeing is believing, have a look at my YouTube channel, 1 Minute Theatre Reviews. Or, if you need to see them set down in black and white, you can read longer versions at www.oneminutetheatrereviews.co.uk. I'm Paul Seven Lewis. Thank you for listening.